Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Friday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The European Space Agency has announced plans to launch a fleet of three small spacecraft in 2028 to intercept a comet visiting the inner solar system for the first time. One of them will be built by Japan's space agency. Unusually for a deep space mission, they don't know the exact destination yet. The designers of the Comet Interceptor are counting on a new giant telescope being built in the Chilean desert to find a target far enough in advance to plot an intercept course. They are hoping such a suitor will be found 2 to 3 years ahead of its mission. The UK age check scheme designed to stop under 18s viewing pornography websites has been delayed a second time. The changes, which mean UK internet users may have to prove their age, were due to start on the 15th of July, after already being delayed from April 2018. The Cultural Secretary confirmed the postponement, saying the government has failed to tell European regulators about the plan. Completing the notification process could take up to 6 months. In the House of Commons, Cultural Secretary Jeremy Wright said an important notification process was not undertaken for an element of this policy. The Bank of England opens vaults to technology. Its governor, Mark Carney, announced yesterday that the central bank intended to throw open its vaults to technology companies for the first time, allowing them to offer payment systems on a level playing field with commercial banks. The $200 billion ad tech industry, underpinned by Google, is operating illegally, according to a damning report from the UK's data protection regulator yesterday. The Information Commissioner's Office reviewed how adverts across the web are bought and sold in real-time auctions and found that personal data were widely used in the process without any consent. Waymo signs a research partnership with carmakers Renault and Nissan. The terms are still undisclosed and the companies will investigate how self-driving technology can be implemented in France and Japan. The firm will look at legal and regulatory issues as well as possible commercial implementations. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.